switch to Folsom. The makers of Folsom, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Lum and Abner. Does it ever happen that just when it would be to your advantage to make an especially good impression on someone, say your boss or a customer or somebody else, that you just aren't feeling your best, that your disposition suffers because of indigestion? Well, it's not only a disadvantage, but really a pity to let an upset digestion make you grouchy and irritable. So stop and think. Maybe coffee nerves is to blame for it. For the simple reason that while many people can drink coffee and not feel upset, many others just can't take coffee. So let me suggest, if you suspect coffee gives you indigestion, that you've seen no stimulant, nothing that could possibly upset your digestion. Folsom has its own distinctive, full-bodied flavor. Steaming in the cup, it's a truly heartening, cheering mealtime drink. And you can easily afford Folsom, too, for it actually costs less than 1/2 cent a cup. By all means, friends, if coffee is spoiling your digestion and making life miserable, give up coffee and drink Folsom instead. See if your digestion doesn't improve even in a few days. And after 2 weeks, long enough to give Postum a really fair trial, see if you don't have a truly heartening, cheering mealtime drink. And you can easily afford Postum, too, for it actually costs less than 1/2 cent a cup. By all means, friends, if coffee is spoiling your digestion and making life miserable, give up coffee and drink Postum. See if you don't honestly feel a whole lot better, thanks to switching to Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, you remember Lum discovered the other day that all the men in Pine Ridge have been having trouble with their wives. So he suggested that they all band themselves together in an organization against all women folk. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Abner and Van Pappy Spears enthusiastically discussing the idea. Listen.
Tell you another thing you can put down there, Abner.
Huh?
No back talk.
Well, we got that covered right up here in this little green bed. No arguing. Your husband is always right.
Yeah, but it wouldn't hurt nothing to put it in there again, so they won't have no excuse.
Well, I'll put it down. Reckon we're making these things too strong, Grandpa.
Too strong?
Yeah, I'm afraid we're going to have a little trouble getting them to sign this. Getting Elizabeth to sign a paper saying she won't do no more back-talking, just like cutting off her breath.
Oh, they ain't going to want to sign it, no. But that's what we're organized for, is to force them into it.
Yeah.
And while we're putting this stuff down, we want us to be sure and get it all in there.
Yeah, well, it's all right with me, if I do it. I'll put it right down here. I know that will be fine, you know what? Be able to go home without having to face an argument. Wife starts to bawl you out about something, why, just tell her to head you up or you're going to report her to the association.
Yeah. It's all right. Oh, it's the funniest idea I ever did have,
Abner. Yeah, yeah.
I don't see why the men folks everywhere don't do the same thing.
Why, no. I just hope we can get every fella in town to go in with us on this thing. We've got to have 100% here. It won't work.
Well, everybody I've talked to has been for it.
Yeah.
Caleb Wehunt said this morning he'd guarantee to put the deal over at his house.
Well, yeah, naturally a big fella like him could put it over. That woman of his is a little bitty thing. She ain't bigger than me.
Well, they don't always count, though, Abner. I saw some little ones that were just tough as a boot.
Yeah.
You take that store one day and wheel the daylights out of it. And old Satchel stood there and taken it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was scared to death, Robert. I know one time. Wait a minute. Here comes Lum out there.
Oh. Have you talked to him yet, Amy?
No, I got to thinking about it, Grandpap. I don't believe he's eligible to drone. He ain't married.
Well, that don't make no difference. Plenty of men. We need all we can get. Make the parade on her if we have to march. March? Yeah, parade packing them unfair signs and all that stuff.
Oh, we going to do that?
Of course we will. But after strikes. Yeah, we're going to give them a chance to sign, but if they don't, well, we just force them into it.
Who's that mom's talking to out there?
Oh, that's that new fella here in town. Mr. Brooks, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that's got that pretty daughter as long as things parking in.
Well, now, maybe a more warning giant association if you get struck on her.
Oh, well, I think we can talk him to her. He was the one that suggested it here the other day.
Yeah, I know. That was when he was down on all women folks on account of the way the Widow Beaumont done him.
Yeah, well, there he comes in.
Yeah, I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah. Where in the world have you been, Ron?
I'm just going to the barber shop. Why?
Well, I just wondered. He's gone so long.
Oh, well, we got to arguing down there. Old Moose and Squash can't push at it again.
Well?
How are you today, Grandpap? Oh, first rate, I reckon, Mom.
What was Moe and Squire arguing about?
Oh, about joining this new Men's Protective Association they're getting up around here.
Oh.
Moe's don't much want to join.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Why, he's the worst hand-picked feller in town.
Well, that ain't going to get him none, joining that thing.
Well, me and Grandpap's getting in it. That's what we've been doing, sitting here doping out a bunch of rules.
Rules?
Yeah, we're the committee meeting. Rules and Bylaws Committee.
Yeah, show them to him there, Edmer. See if you can think anything else we can add to it.
I don't know. You don't talk much like your first, Long.
Oh, it don't make no difference to me. Sort of depends on what you're demanding of them.
Yeah, well, we tried to think everything we could. Let's see. On account of the shameful way some of the men folks of Pine Ridge has been treated by their wives, we, the undersigned, pledge ourselves to stand together and see that the following rules is upheld.
What's the rule?
Well, members of the Men's Protective Association can go out to lodge meeting or any other kind of a meeting of a night without getting their wives' permission.
You're going to have trouble there.
Well, if a fella gets his wife to sign it, well, she's got to stand by for him.
Well, supposing she does sign and then refuse to let her husband go out, what are you going to do about it?
Well, he can report her to the association.
Yeah, but what can they do about it?
What can they do, Grandpap?
Well, the association will decide what to do with her.
Yeah.
Or they'll take her out and give her a horse whipping with her. Don't know what they'll decide to do,
Cole. No.
Craziest idea I ever heard of in my life. What's the moral of your rules?
Well, let's see. Members don't have to help their woman with the dishes. Put that in there for Edgar Seastrom's benefits. You know how he has to do all the time.
Go ahead.
After supper, the wife will be expected to bring her man's slippers and pipe into the sitting room where he can sit as long as he wants to in front of the fireplace undisturbed.
This is the way you fellas wish things were, huh?
And we're going to have them, too.
Read some more there, Edgar.
Well, number four, no arguing. The husband is always right.
And we've got no back talk down there, too.
Yeah, that's later. Number five, the man has full charge of the money and don't have to take in the wife's relays less than he wants to.
Mm-hmm. All this would be fine if you can get the women folks to agree to it. You think Elizabeth will sign that, Abner?
Well, I thought I'd wait till most of the rest of them signed it and I'd have a better argument.
But once she signed it, there ain't no backing out of it.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm just scared it's going to stir up a batch of trouble here. Half these men around town here won't be able to go home overnight. We ought to do a big business over there at the tourist camp, Edna.
Well, you just wait and see. I know this, if it'll work, it's the greatest thing I ever heard of.
Well, there's a few of us having to put up with being run over day after day, and we can't do nothing about it.
No.
But if we got an organization behind us, we can stand up for our rights.
Yes, sir. I thought you was the one that suggested, Mom, that the men folks are fine ready to organize themselves against the women.
Yeah, I was mad when I seen that.
That's before you met that Brooks girl.
Now, just keep her name out of this, Mary.
You ain't getting struck on her, are you?
I don't know. She's awful pretty.
By the land, see.
I taken them groceries over there the other day, and her and me got to talking. She wanted to know what in the world a person does in these little towns of amusement.
Wait a minute. That's all right, buddy. What'd you tell her?
Go ahead and answer the phone.
Hello? Got him down to your
house. I don't know you like John and Mrs. Tom. No, sir, not me, Granddad.
Oh, hello, honey.
Got no reason, Mr. John.
Tonight, you mean? Oh, well, I can't tonight, Elizabeth. I got to go to a meeting. Well, I can't tell you, honey. It's a secret I told you. I can't, huh? But hold the phone just a minute. Elizabeth says I can't go to the meeting, Granddad.
Well, sonny, you got to. You're on a committee.
Oh, no, I don't want to tell her. I don't want her to know anything that I had anything to do with making up these rules.
Well, just put your foot down. Now's a good time for us to start out. Just let her know we mean business. Tell her you're going anyway.
Well, tell her what now?
Just tell her you're going to that meeting tonight and her and nobody else ain't going to stop you.
Well, I don't much believe I ought to go that strong, Granddad. Maybe she'll change her mind and let me go anyway after I get
her. No, sir. Just have it out right now. Tell her you're the master of that house, and from now on, you'll go and come whenever you please. Yeah, if you're going to have this association, you might as well try it out right now, Abner.
I had it, Tom.
Yeah, go ahead and tell her.
Well, hello? I'm the master of that house, Elizabeth, and I'll come and go whenever I want to. I'm going to that meeting tonight, and you or nobody else ain't going to stop me. Whew. Huh? Yeah, that was me said that. Why? Huh? Oh, hello? Hello? Elizabeth?
Oh, my goodness, what have I did? Come on, Grandpap, let's get out of here. She's on her way down here. Give me the keys to them tourist cabins, Mom.
And don't tell nobody where I'm at, but if you want me, I'm in the third one from the city.
Well, it looks as though that protective association is the very thing Abner needs right now. In the words of the song, when everything goes wrong, when you're touchy and hard to get along with the whole day long, maybe it's because things didn't go so well for you during the night. You didn't sleep, or if you did, you slept fitfully, tossing and turning on your pillow. Perhaps you're a victim of coffee nerves, for while many people can drink coffee without losing sleep, many others are not so fortunate. So decide now, if you think coffee keeps you awake, that you'll switch to Postum immediately. For Postum, remember, contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Get Postum at your grocer's. Enjoy the distinctive, full-bodied Postum flavor. Postum's own flavor that's made it the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes. Notice, too, that Postum actually costs less than 1/2 cent a cup. And above all, if coffee causes your sleeplessness, see if drinking Postum instead isn't helpful even in a few days. See if in 2 weeks the change hasn't definitely eliminated those unpleasant sleepless nights. Switch to Postum tomorrow. Don't forget, friends, come along with us next Friday evening at this same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner, who say, people who contend a woman doesn't know what she wants should notice she generally manages to get it anyway. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.